Good morning and welcome to the pre-opening market report on WILL. I'm Jim Meadows, filling in this morning for Dave Dickey, who's out on the road today. In some news headlines, dredging operations in the Middle Mississippi River are finished for the winter. The Army Corps of Engineers has been using two dredges, one from Memphis, Tennessee, the other from St. Louis, to help keep the river channel clear. The work has been especially important this winter because the river level has been near historic lows, threatening barge traffic. The Syrian State Grains Agency has issued an international tender to import 100,000 metric tons of wheat after domestic output slumped over 50% last year as a result of the ongoing military conflict. Swiss-based grains traders told Dow Jones Newswires late yesterday, The country is struggling to secure supplies at affordable prices as sanctions continue to bite. The UN's World Food Program has said the delivery of food aid has become crucial in Syria because international grain trading companies are refusing to supply the country with wheat, fearing they won't be paid. Let's take a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now at 139.52.15. That is down 34.30. The NASDAQ Composite Index at 3164.43. That's down 405. And the S&P 500 at 1510.73, down 1.39.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And now let's get the latest on the weather picture with Drew Lerner.
A significant storm system is expected to develop in the northern plains and a portion of the upper Midwest as we move through the weekend and into the early part of next week. The storm system could end up producing the season's greatest amount of moisture in a part of that region, but I have to admit I'm a little leery still. The storm system is expected to form in the central plains, and it will move northward from there, passing through South Dakota and Nebraska, and ultimately ending up in eastern portions of North Dakota and Minnesota. Supposedly, the moisture content and this precipitation event is going to run from around 3/10 to around 8 or 9/10 of an inch, with some local totals possibly getting upwards to around an inch or an inch and a half. That seems a little high to me, and I think the forecast models will have to back off on the storm system's intensity at least somewhat as it works its way into the northern plains. But with that said, we are still expecting to see significant snowfall across the region and a chance for a little bit of rain on the eastern side of the storm system as it moves northward. We'll look for snow accumulations on this event to run from 3 to 9 inches, with some local totals getting up over 11 inches. The greatest amount of precipitation will occur as we move through the second half of the weekend, Sunday in particular, but Monday as well, and we'll likely end up seeing an increasing wind as well, with some near blizzard conditions expected to develop across the eastern Dakotas and perhaps northern and west central portions of Minnesota. The storm system is still a ways out in the forecast, and I am anticipating somewhat of a weaker reality storm, if you will. I think in time we'll likely see the system become a little weaker. But nevertheless, it will still produce some significant moisture in the upper parts of the Midwest. And if you recall, a big part of Minnesota and a portion of the eastern Dakotas have been quite dry in recent weeks, with that particular area seeing an increase in drought conditions since last summer. Well, the forecast in the heart of the Midwest will not be nearly as impressive. We'll see a little bit of an outflow from that particular storm system in the upper parts of the Midwest over the early part of next week, and we will see rain occur across many areas. But as far as picking up on a significant amount of moisture or perhaps even a heavy snow, that does not look to be very likely at this point in time. The storm system is still several days away, and before we get involved with that larger event, we'll have a smaller disturbance that is working its way eastward across the Midwest today that will bring rain from Kansas into parts of Michigan and Ohio. Even portions of Wisconsin will see some precipitation from this event, but it will occur largely as snow. And in Iowa, we'll see both rain and snow. The storm system that occurs today, it will end tomorrow. We'll likely see moisture totals running anywhere from about a tenth of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. And the precipitation will be significant in the sense of keeping the ground fairly moist. Snow accumulations in the Great Lakes region might run from about 2 to 5 inches, but most of the precipitation outside of the Great Lakes region will occur as rain, with only a short period of snow expected towards the end of the event. As that weekend storm system comes around, we will expect to see another round of rain move across the heart of the Midwest, but moisture totals will probably run 2 tenths to around 5 tenths of an inch in most cases, with all of the atmosphere's energy focused on two areas, one being the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, as I described previously, and the second being in the Delta, portions of the Tennessee River Basin and the southeastern corner of the country, where heavy amounts of precipitation are likely in both those locations. The temperatures across the Midwest will be relatively pleasant for a little while here yet. We'll likely see high temperatures today in the 30s and 40s across the north, with the exception of the northwest, where some teens and 20s are likely. In contrast, highs in the 50s, perhaps even some lower 60s, will occur in the lower parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting on March 5th is sure to attract a crowd. We've got a great lineup of panels. We've got presentations on the changing southern U.S. farm landscape, projected land values in 2013, diversifying into livestock, and of course, our popular marketing panels on soybeans, corn, and cash grain. Guarantee your seats by calling 217-333-7300. The cost is $25 and includes a Beef House continental breakfast and lunch. When you register with your major credit card, we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line. The number to call is 217-333-7300.
And Dave Dickey is in Casey today for a two-hour Will Ag Outlook panel. He'll be at Richards Farm Restaurant from 10 to noon, and the panelists with him, Sherman Newland of Risk Management Commodities, Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson, and Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. Again, that's at Richards Farm Restaurant today from 10 to noon. Taking a look at the electronic trading, hard red winter wheat from Kansas City for March is at 808.5, down 1.25. March wheat at 759.75, down 1.75. March corn at 717.5, down 5. July corn at 709.5, down 5.25. December corn 574, down 4.75. March soybeans at 1491, up 3.5. July beans at 1467.75, down 3/4. November soybeans at 1327.75, down 8.25. March soybean meal, 438.40. That's up 130. Soybean oil for March, 52.44. Down 0.01. February live cattle is at 126.90. That's down 0.35. March feeder cattle is at 146.85. Down 0.70. And lean hogs for February at 86.85. And that's down 0.05. Let's go on to the phone now and say hello to Ellen Dearden over at Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Jim, on this dreary, drippy morning.
Well, we'll try to make the best of it, and I think part of the Thursday is the U.S. export sales report is out, and are they meeting the market's expectations?
Certainly, both the corn and the wheat were dismal. The corn was down 10% from a week ago. About half of what was booked, that 6.6 million bushel old crop and 0.3 million bushel of new, is headed to China. We'd already heard about that, so there really wasn't much new on the corn side other than poor exports. Kind of the same story on the wheat. The beans had excellent export bookings, about 40% above the four-week average. 32.9 million bushel of old crop and a big 28.3 million bushel of new. We're still seeing hot, dry weather forecasts could stress this corn and soybean crop in Argentina, but we don't have a lot of new news. We're still seeing bull spreading. The inverses are growing on this bean side, with the March beans up again this morning while the back months are lower.
So, what do you see for the market for the days ahead?
We're still in a sideways market on both the corn and the wheat. The beans are trying to head back towards the resistance at 1495 on this March bean. The Novembers are struggling a little more than the old crop that I would anticipate. We will have seen some old crop sales report listed tomorrow with the amount of bull spreading we're seeing.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ellen Dearden, with Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. And at 9 o'clock, let's take a quick look at the current tick on the market for March wheat. It's 7.59¾, down 1¾. March corn, 7.17¼, down 5¼. July corn at 7.09½, down 5¼. December corn, 5.74, down 4¾. March soybeans at 14.89½, up 2. July soybeans at 14.67, down 1½. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. The time is 9:01.